Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about how Christians, by the millions, have been told by the hirelings and the wolves out there that God wants to bless their lives. And don't get me wrong, he does to a certain degree, but not the blessings that these Christians beg him for. And once told that God wants to bless them, then the goal for most of these Christians become how to get God to bless them. Wow. So they keep laws and earthly principles, and they give money and serve at church and make all kind of religious sacrifices in order to get God to bless them. And when it doesn't happen, they condemn themselves, and they even get depressed because they think that God did not keep his word to them. But oh no, my friend. If God does not speak his blessings on us, then it will never happen. Let me say that again. This is important. If God never speaks, if he doesn't speak his blessings on us, then it will never, ever happen, my friend. We must never live on a hope and a prayer from another man. We must get our hope directly from God himself. You know, they say as a pastor or a preacher or a teacher, if you want someone to like you or give you money, all you have to do is just tell them what they already know and what they want to hear. You know, this religious deception system from start to finish is a system of religious law keeping intended to get God to bless people's lives. It has little to do with the Christianity of the Bible. It is in fact error at best and terrible unbelief at worst. Read Matthew 16 and 25 as we looked at last week. Read that again. Jesus Christ tells us in that passage that he has absolutely no intention whatsoever of blessing our lives. In fact, Jesus tells us to lose our life. He tells us that if we do not desire to lose our life for his sake, wow, then we will never find our life. Now, does that sound like all of the teachings today that promises God will bless our life, that promises your best life now, like Joel Osteen preaches, that promises that Jesus has come to bring out the greatness in us? Does it sound as if these false teachers are even remotely close to the truth? No, my friend. They are false teachers, and mark my words, in the end, they will receive the rewards of false teachers in the Old Testament. Much of Christian teaching today is nothing more than teaching as to how to get God to bless a corrupt and dying tree. They say, you are a tree that is presently corrupt and dying, but God wants to bless you. Just give me money, and I will pray that God will bless you, and you will bear much fruit for his glory. That is a lie, my friend. That is mule muffins, mule fritters. It is simple neglect and omission and a denial of the necessary truth where we come to the cross where God can judge and deal in our lives. Let me say that again. It is just simple neglect and an omission and a denial of the necessary truth where we come to the cross where God can judge and deal in our lives. My friend, the cross is the instrument God uses to purge sin from our lives. Let me say that again. The cross is the instrument that God uses to purge sin from our life. So any denial of the cross is a denial of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Yet millions of Christians all over the world fall prey and are deceived, emptying their bank accounts out from greed and unbelief. Why are Christians so deceived? Well, they are greedy. Most Christians are greedy, and they want something for nothing. They want God to jump through their victory hoop, and they have no skin in the game. You know, Satan was right in Job 2 and 4 when he said, skin for skin, yea, that a man will give for his life. Man does not want to lay down his life. He wants to save his life and have God do a miracle or two for him. Let me say that again. Man does not want to lay down his life. He wants to save his life, and he wants God to do two or three miracles for him. But that's not the way it works. Jesus said that the problem with mankind is not the fruit we bear, it is the tree that we are. And the only solution is that we come to Him and be planted into His death and raised into, out of His resurrection life. Then we will be of His branches. Anything short of this is not Christianity, my friend. It is not the truth. It is Antichrist. It is another gospel. It is another Christ. Today we see gifted pastors and teachers and singers, in quotations, "I'm highly anointed of God," and we go after them. I did for a while. I'll be honest. I met, in my Bible teacher, Charles Hahn. Oh, how I wanted to preach and teach like him. Not only me, though, but there were thousands of, maybe even tens of thousands of other folks out there in Christendom called Hahnites who wanted to preach and teach like Charles Hahn. Some went as far as to dress like him and talk like him and even wear glasses like him. Wrong, wrong, wrong. All of this is wrong. Today we seem to go after the fruit and not the giver of the fruit. Let me say that again. Today there seems to be this push to go after the fruit. We see all these gifted people and, oh, we want this fruit and we want to be like that. No, we go after the fruit instead of the giver of the fruit. But the fruit is given to us from the tree. Let me say that again. The fruit is given to us from the tree. If it is a good tree, then we have good fruit. If it's a bad tree, then we are eating from a bad tree. The lazy Christian goes after the low-lying fruit. Wow. The lazy Christian goes after the low-hanging fruit. And the lower the fruit hangs, the greater chance it has been corrupted by things on the ground. You know, there are in the body of Christ fruit eaters and tree eaters. Let me say that again. In the body of Christ, there are fruit eaters and tree eaters. I would ask, which one are you, my friend? Fruit eaters come along and pluck the fruit that God has been able to develop in some people. Fruit eaters pluck your joy, your peace, your long-suffering. You know them. You've seen them in church. You know them in your life. I would recommend that you stay away from them. They will empty you of things that God has developed in you if you allow them to. My friend, we are not to be fruit eaters. Oh, no. But we are to be tree eaters. We are to eat of the good tree, Jesus Christ. It is not the fruit that that we should be going after, but the root of that tree. Wow, let me say that again. It is not the fruit we are to go after, but the root of that tree. If we eat of the root of the good tree, Jesus Christ, then we will produce only good fruit. You know, it matters who your teacher is. Let me say that again. It matters who your teacher is, and it matters what tree that you're eating from. Most Christians do not eat from the good tree. They're eating from anything that they can, you know, they can find to eat, and that will never ever satisfy you. My friend, the only life that God will bless is the one that already carries all blessings, all treasures, all light, and all life and truth. And that is the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. But to be able to eat of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to be able to eat of Him, we must first lose our life for His sake, to find Him as our life. He is to be our life. We are to eat of Him, the good tree, Jesus Christ. He is to be our life. Not the fruit, not all of these things, but He is to be our life. Did you get that, my friend? We must lose our life for His sake so that we can find that good tree. Jesus Christ, the truth, the light, and our eternal life as our life. Anything else is a total waste of time. Sadly, millions of people are in churches today wasting their time. Just wasting their time. Sadly, they're just wasting their time doing this and doing that. But they're just missing out on the things that will have eternal value in their life. Next week, we'll begin to look at their problem and our problem, and that is our sin problem, and why we cannot seem to overcome it. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trusting you to tune in next week, and you will be able to hear why we cannot get over our sin problem. And so God bless you. I love you. I thank you for tuning in. Talk to you next week. Amen.